Hello and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Publicity Pro podcast series. Annie Jennings is the national publicist specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media and the leading business magazine Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And now Annie Jennings PR Publicity Pro podcast series will be your place to go for PR strategy and technique. Annie Jennings PR has over 25,000 authors and experts signed up with her company, and every morning Annie and her staff has just but one thing to say, and that's let's kick it up a notch today. And Annie, thanks to you for all you do for the community of authors and experts.
Oh, thank you, Stacey. It's my pleasure to be here. And as everybody knows, Stacey is a wonderful national radio publicist, national publicity expert, and she's been in the business for many, many years. So Stacey's valuable insight will be extremely welcome as well. So Stacey, thanks so much for being my co-host today.
It's totally my pleasure. You know that.
Yes, I do.
It's always my pleasure.
Yeah, today's topic is so much fun because really one of the keys to being successful now in your marketing of your business, of your product, of your book, is to be everywhere at all times. Why? Because everyone else is everywhere at all times. Your target market is everywhere now. They're not just in bookstores, right? They're not just watching TV. They're not just listening to radio. They are listening to podcasts. They're reading blogs. They're reading internet sites, internet articles on internet sites. There's so many more ways now to distribute your information that understanding the various media outlets and how to use them to your advantage for your objective is really key.
Yes. Very key.
Very key. Now, some of the ways you can do this are, first of all, to be everywhere at all times, first of all, it gives you a huge amount of power in your world. Because when people want to hire somebody, right, there is a process that takes place. So businesses, let's say, want to hire a consultant. Let's say they want to hire a speaker, a PR company, or whatever business it is that you do offer, right? They really want to hire what they consider to be the creme de la creme. You know, somebody, of course, who falls into their financial allocation for the particular job. But then once that is determined, now they want to hire the best in the industry. And there's a couple of reasons why. First of all, and this is some research I did earlier, and I spoke to somebody who worked for a major pharmaceutical company. And I said, what do you look for when you're hiring a speaker or a consultant to come in and work for your company? And very simply, right, this head of HR said, I just want to hire the person who's not going to get me fired.
Isn't that the truth?
Isn't that the most interesting truth? Because I said, okay, you know, that really is absolutely true. So in other words, your platform, whatever it is that you bring to the table, has to increase the certainty or create certainty, right, in the minds of the person who are hiring you, that you are indeed the ideal, the perfect expert, and you can deliver the outcome for which they are hiring you for. Now, this is key because this also plays in the media as well. When you're up for a segment, let's say, you're up for a breaking news TV segment, let's say you're a PhD, you're commenting on a breaking news case that's just happens. Let's say there's some serious situation and they're looking for a parenting PhD. The producer who would like to book you on the show needs to have certainty that when you come on the show, you're not only going to be able to deliver a high-powered, high-content, informative, lively, engaging interview, you're also going to be able to give the content necessary, the sound bites necessary. You're going to be able to flow with the host, you know, understand if it's a debate format, how to handle yourself. So they're looking for all these things that gives them certainty. Okay, if I book this PhD, everyone's going to say, congratulations, great booking. What they don't want to hear feedback from is, why would you ever book an expert that has absolutely no experience on TV? It was so obvious. All they did was stare like a deer in the headlights. See what I'm saying about getting media experience? Because media experience, being everywhere at all times in the media, is very key. It gives you not only the exposure you need that proves you are a highly desirable and in-demand expert, but Stacey, as you know, and I'll bring you in on this now because you are, of course, a TV expert, it brings the producer the certainty that you are media savvy.
Yes,
right?
It absolutely does. That platform and how strong the platform is. Of course, have you ever seen those crazy video shows where the band is on stage and the platform breaks? I mean, you don't want a weak platform, you know?
No.
You don't want a platform that's full of pretend media just so you can get on the show and then you're in the show. And then again, yeah, deer in headlights, action, that's what happens. So, yes, the producers need to know that your platform is strong. It's strong. It's a foundation. It's built over time.
Good.
So that you have the experience and you know that you've been growing. It's not something that's just all of a sudden and you're overwhelmed with everything. So, absolutely, being everywhere at all times is the key. We've said key like five times, so we've got to get the key ring out now.
I know. We really do love that because it really is it's like the golden secret,
you
know?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's totally true. And the producers, you're right, their jobs are on the line.
Well, the first thing they're going to do is Google you.
Right.
Right? Now, they want to see that you are doing a lot with the media, that you are a player in your field.
Versatile. Doing lots of different types of media on lots of different types of topics.
Excellent. And plus, companies that want to hire you, they're going to Google you as well. I mean, Google is like, give me everything you got on this person. And yes, it's all going to come up. Just remember one thing, guys. The internet is forever. So, you know, be cautious about what you do put out on the internet because it just does not go away.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, when the media is looking, they're looking for proof that you're a really top expert, but they're also looking for any red flags. Anything that, if they have to do their due diligence. They have to hire strong experts that have a sort of an impeccable background. So you really want to keep yourself, you know, in the highest of integrity at all times so that when these internet searches take place, only the good comes up about you. So that's really important. Long-term planning, you know, of your career strategy.
Yes, yeah, so don't, everybody out there on MySpace or some other, or Friendster or something else, you
It's very interesting, Stacey. I did some research once on someone that I was thinking of working with, and I was curious to see what the internet would bring up, and it brought up MySpace. Now, listen to what happened here. This was somebody's daughter who wrote on MySpace about their mother that I was considering taking on as a client. And you wouldn't believe the dirt I got.
Wow, I know, and that's what I was saying. That's Exhibit A right there. You're proving the point that I was going to say is that, you know, people use MySpace and they put up there and put on their drunken, crazy nights and I do this and do that and sexual innuendos. And so, you know, when people are looking to you as either a spokesperson or, like you said, even being hired or becoming a media expert, you know, they want someone who's going to fit into the fold of their moral standards.
Absolutely.
That's one of the most important things in what a lot of young people, college kids coming out of school, you know, they like to party. They don't really get that in the whole hiring arena. But for our purposes here, it also definitely applies to, you know, media experts, people who want to be and are going to be media experts. They need to have a squeaky clean image.
Absolutely. So I think the advice that we can give you is just go to Google every now and then. You know, Google your own name and just make sure that, you know, your name is in good standing. And if not, then take action to remove that posting, you know, from the internet, which I understand that you can do. Or if it happens to be on MySpace, let's say you have somebody who may have mentioned your name in a non-positive way. You can try to get that removed as well.
Right.
You know, but I don't know how you would do that with MySpace. Right, because people do own their spaces, but you should be able to take some action to clean that up a little bit.
Well, you can contact the administrator and stuff. I mean,
yeah,
there's always ways around everything.
There's always ways to do everything, right?
Right, especially be everywhere at all times.
Well, sure. And some of the ways you can do that. Now we should take some individual, you know, venues. I think we'll start with the traditional. Don't forget, radio is a very strong vehicle for massive exposure. And what I love most about radio, and there's several things, but mostly for the purposes that we're talking about now, building yourself into a very high-powered expert, is you get so much practice communicating your message so that by the time you hit Oprah or the Today Show or the big guys, you know, you are so practiced and ready with your message that it's just going to be just, you know, another wonderful day in your life with a great opportunity in it.
Right, and talking about being everywhere at all times, radio is probably the best. Well, television is great, too, for this, but in print can be good, too. On the national scale, I mean, of course you can be everywhere at all times. You know, you're going to be in L.A., you're going to be in New York, you're going to be in Chicago,
right,
you're going to be in Texas all at the same time. You're going to be everywhere with one broadcast and just from the comfort of your own home and your PJs with coffee.
With the syndicated shows.
Right.
So it's really
national.
Right, exactly. The nationally syndicated shows. So radio is very strong. You get one-on-one time, basically, even though you're one-on-one with tens of thousands of listeners, but it's like one-on-one. It's between you and the person listening to the radio. You have the platform. That is, you have the agenda. You have the floor. You're allowed to answer questions in a way that is responsible, that's content-driven, but also you're able to really express yourself. Whereas on TV, you'll find you're more on the agenda of the show and the producer, the way they've developed the segment. And, of course, in print, you're totally on the agenda of what the journalist needs from you to complete the article or the piece. So there's a room for TV and print, magazine placements, etc. They're very strong. They give you that high-powered proof, that credential we're looking for. Radio is very good for practicing and defining your message and sharing your message nationwide. You want everyone to know your name? Then do a radio campaign. It's one of the most powerful, most guaranteed deliverable outcomes is that you can share your message with millions.
You know what? That rhymed. You said, want everyone to know your name? Do a radio campaign.
I love that one. Wow.
We should have to do that. That should be like a tagline for us.
I know. I love it. Okay. Make a note.
Okay. We're segmentizing.
Yes, we're segmentizing. Oh, I had somebody last week. If you listen to some of our previous teleseminars, Stacy developed a new word called segmentizing. And we did it. And we have people emailing us. They want to be segmentized. It's so funny.
Well, and that's really what it's all about. It's about knowing who you are, knowing your area of expertise, knowing your thoughts, but then putting those thoughts into the media friendly, what's attractive to the media, what's going to draw the media to you, into that type of format. It's segmentizing. It's being able to express your message and the benefits and your points and facts and talking points very quickly, very directly, and, you know, also being articulate, you know, not saying, like I just did right there. You don't want to do that.
No, you don't do that. But you're right. Segmentize me is very key. Yeah, so you're seeing that as we're talking about the ability to be everywhere, there's also a skill set that also is included in your ability to be everywhere. And some important skill sets are to definitely take a lot of media opportunities that come your way. There's no media too small for you to be involved in, because the small media can beget the bigger media. Media begets media. And, for example, today we had the wonderful opportunity to book an expert with no TV experience, right, but a strong, solid expert, but still didn't get a chance to break into TV yet, on a TV show, which is generally your local regional shows that do not require previous TV experience. Fantastic. Because what does require previous TV experience? Any other major show. They unfortunately can't even go further in the booking with you if you don't have TV experience. Very rare is the day when you'll get on a show if you don't have a video to show them, a demo tape to show the producers. Because everyone has to sign off on the guest. They can't have a guest that sounds good on the phone but then comes and freezes on camera. So they want to see you in action. They want to see you doing a segment and performing extremely well in the segment in all areas. You know, looks, what you're wearing, your image on camera, your ability to embrace the audience, your ability to listen. Listen to the question and answer the question. Ability to engage the host, respect the host, respect the audience. I mean, all these things go into a segment other than just answering the questions and delivering the content. It's a performance, and you've got to be sort of well-rounded in all these areas. Luckily, media training exists where you're able to quickly learn the skill set. Once you put it all together by being comfortable, it just flows naturally, and before you know it, you're a star. You're a celebrity. You're a media star. Best place to hone your skills, though, is what I said earlier. Radio is a great place to learn the skills that you're going to need to survive when you get in with the big guys, too. Also print, Dave.
Yes.
Might as well talk a little bit about the ability to, how print can work in your being everywhere at all times. Remember, print is generally a quote in a magazine, and they usually, or newspaper, and they usually include your name, your credentials, and the name of your book, generally, or the name of your company. That's considered a print placement. Hugely powerful. Now, you may not think, somebody who doesn't know PR to the degree that we know it might think, well, what good is a quote going to do me? Tremendous good, because now you have a national magazine saying that this expert met our criteria, That is, what we hold our experts responsible for in terms of credentials, prestige, knowledge, ability, and standing in their community, we hold them to a standard, and they've measured up, and now we put them in our magazine. So you basically act, it acts as a third-party independent seal of approval.
Exactly, and the other thing it also acts as is now you've been turned into a newsmaker.
There you go.
I mean, and that is the number one place that the television shows go to, maybe the larger print media or any of the other huge, you know, elite media outlets are looking to book only the newsmakers. If you are in an article and you're talking about, you know, what's happening in the Middle East or something like that, and you're credentialed and you're quoted, even just one quote, it's not even like you have to be quoted throughout an article, because that doesn't necessarily happen too often anyway, because the media is looking for all different types of perspectives, you know, because their readers are coming from all different perspectives, so they have to kind of pick from all different areas. But you've now become the person that the print, the larger print or the media are going to go after. They're going to be wanting to go after you.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because you're right. How many times do we get calls for, we want the person mentioned in the article first? If you can't get them, then go ahead and book me a similar expert.
A lot.
Yeah, they all want the newsmakers, so that was an excellent point. Stacey, how about we wrap up this particular podcast?
Alrighty.
We have another one to come right after it. Stay with us. We're going to talk about being seen and heard on the internet and podcasting as well. So we will be back. Stacey. Yeah, thanks so much for being my co-host today on the Annie Jennings PR Publicity Pro podcast series. Lots more information. Who wants a lot of free great stuff? Go to AnnieJenningsPR.com and you'll be treated to PR information from soup to nuts, actually. Lots of special reports on the site, and we'll see everyone next time.
You do soups and nuts, too?
We're getting into that now. It's a new business division of Annie Jennings.
I was going to say, the podcast division, now the soups and nuts division. I mean, you're just moving. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Always growing, always moving, always going to the next level.
Right.
All right.
Wonderful. Okay.
See y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.